So, you're interested in a scooter?
Yes.
Yeah. Why? What's making you interested in a scooter?
I think for the mileage that we have and for the gas price.
Instead of driving the Jeep, you know, we can hop on the scooter and, what, 70, 80 miles a gallon, you know?
That's pretty good. That's working for you.
It's working. The idea. Yeah.
Outside of the Scooter Bodega in Brooklyn yesterday, there was a line of Vespas and a line of people actually investigating the cost of purchasing one of these scooters that get 80 miles to the gallon. And everyone we spoke with yesterday said fuel prices are the reason. Bob Hedstrom, how you doing
Good
this morning?
Morning.
You're the owner of Scooterville, which is a scooter store in Minneapolis, right?
That is correct.
Are people in Minneapolis considering scooters these days?
More than ever. This is our seventh season, and we have had steady growth over the 7 years, but in about the 15 to 20% range. This year, we are up 100% over last year.
Now, if people are buying more scooters, that could be for a lot of reasons, but if people are buying more scooters in Minneapolis, where it gets down to like 50 below in the winter, that seems like a cry for help from the economy. What do you
Absolutely.
Think?
Absolutely. It's we have had a horrible spring. Spring is very late coming this year, but that hasn't seemed to dampen the enthusiasm of people looking for a transportation alternative.
That's incredible. So it's been freezing cold, and still your sales are through the roof.
Yes. Last week, for example, we had a total rainout on Thursday and Friday. On Saturday, it actually snowed. For the entire week, we sold.
I'm sorry. When did it snow?
It snowed on Saturday.
You mean as in last weekend?
The most recent Saturday, the 27th, 26th, whatever that was.
And you still had people in your store buying Vespa scooters?
For the entire week, we sold 32 bikes. And in the entire month of April of 2007, we sold 27 bikes.
For the whole year?
No, for the month of April.
Oh, I see.
Bob, that is a fantastic number. That is more indicative of what's going on in the economy than anything I've heard all morning. Bob Hedstrom, owner of Scooterville in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Thank you very much.
Sure, thanks.
David Leonard of the New York Times. What do you think of the Scooterville number there, huh?
That's great.
Isn't that great?
And one of the things about energy costs for most families is it's really hard to cut back a little bit. Right, it's hard to turn your commute from 25 miles to 20 miles, so you have to cut back in big ways. When you have a chance to buy a new vehicle or a scooter, sometimes people start to do it that way.
Call 877-8-MY-TAKE and answer this question. I know the economy is bad when I see
X, blank,
whatever. We're looking for your economic indicators. Yours is the website, right? The betting website. I like scooters. Adora likes...
I like animals in the pound.
Animals
I used to
in the
do
pound.
Some volunteering, and every time times get a little tough, you see a lot more dogs and cats
that's
being dumped.
That's so interesting. All right, that's it. Oh, my take at thetakeaway.org. That's also a way to get in touch with us.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.